In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Hello, guys. Welcome to Phantasmagoria. Sam's not here today. He saw a Craigslist ad for a weather balloon that went missing, so he went to go.
he
went to go get it for him.
He
drifted off course just a little bit.
Turns out he has a life outside of the podcast, which, you know.
And when he realized that, he just left. We just sit around here waiting to record.
Yeah, no, he's not done it for just the week. He's like done.
He realized you can do other things and that this was dumb, which I can't really blame him.
But he'll come crawling back probably by
next
week.
They all do.
So it's just us two today.
Which isn't unfamiliar. I don't think we've done any duos with... Have we done a duo episode, you or me, with Sam? Or has it just been you and me who have done duos?
No, I think it's just you and I.
He really is the only one with a life.
Yep.
It's the only one with other things to do.
But I was reminded of a point that I need to make to as many people as I can. And that is the fact that Denny's is the worst.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Isn't that a weird transition we make? Where it used to be the best?
We have been going to Denny's for years. Denny's... has been getting away with far too much for far, far too long. It's a bad restaurant.
It really is.
They don't serve good food. They don't.
It's overpriced.
It's overpriced out the wazoo.
It's like there's some like cheap stuff on the menu, and that's just like it's still overpriced.
It's the freaking eggs, man.
And I would
when they bring out the eggs and it looks like they just like cracked them on like. I'm trying to think of something lukewarm
like
that you could
heat. The white liquid, like, kind of still floating around, like, in the egg whites, and you're like, oh, gosh.
They put an egg on a stove, and they warmed the egg up, and then cracked it onto your plate.
I don't understand.
But
it's not
just
Denny's.
It's the freaking hype around it.
I don't think it's as big as it used to be.
There
I
are
think
bad restaurants.
Died.
Like, everybody knows, like, oh, McDonald's, yeah, we're going for some cheap. But it's cheap. McDonald's is cheap.
It's a dollar.
And, yeah, we're going for cheap food. Like, we don't care, blah, blah, blah. White Castle, even more cheap, even mm-hmm. lower quality. Mm-hmm. But we expect that. People look at Denny's as, like, fine dining of breakfast.
I go in there for a DoorDash, and there's... It's full of old people who are like, they're out for the night, and this is where they've decided to go. It's crazy.
They got dressed up for Denny's.
I can't for the life of me think of what they could be doing to their food. Like, it's just an egg. It's just an egg and hash browns, right? Like, it doesn't look different, it doesn't taste different, but for whatever reason, when I eat theirs, I have a wild bathroom experience every single time, and the food isn't different from what I would get from the grocery store, and it doesn't create that. So I don't know what's happening back there, and I've also thought, like, I've never seen a more, like, a peaceful symbiotic relationship between people that, like, there should be a war, when we have, like... some freaking crazy, crazy people working at Denny's and some really judgmental old people were dining at Denny's and there's never a conflict. And I can't figure out why. Like, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but the whole point was, along the same lines, this was reminded me as Houston and I were talking about few minutes ago before the podcast even started, he mentioned the restaurant Applebee's.
I
feel the same way about Applebee's.
I think I've only been there once.
It's just, it's like everybody's like, yo, Applebee's.
Just go to Chili's.
I think both of those restaurants, Applebee's and Chili's, it's just not worth it at all.
They could vanish. I don't think anyone.
They
well,
need
that's
to
not true.
Just give you more food. If I got more food, if I like ate and wasn't hungry
right.
after spending $12
right.
on their meal,
right.
then I would go to Applebee's and Chili's.
Yes.
But it's just not.
Oh, you don't like Chili's?
They don't give you any food.
Whoa, you don't like Chili's?
Chili's is a little better than Applebee's,
oh
I think.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't
because
I don't
they
eat
give
a
you
ton
the chips
either.
And salsa, which is like
you probably eat
good.
More than I do. I'm just a little guy, so I don't like I can eat like a few chicken tendies, get some nugs, and I'm good. Like I'm good
some
for
chalky milk
for the day. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's those there are just a lot of restaurants that have been getting away with a lot.
Well,
and I'm a man on a mission, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I need people to stop going to these restaurants until they offer more.
When they lower their prices or up their quantity or quality, then they'll have my business again. But that's it, right? Like, it's like, okay, I want to go eat. I don't want to spend a lot of money. Taco Bell, I can get full on $4 pretty easily. McDonald's, pretty easily. Wendy's, pretty freaking easily. Denny's is offering this same experience.
Yeah, and I'm not eating
for double the cost.
I'm not eating at any of those restaurants going, wow, so much better than McDonald's.
No.
So much better than Taco Bell.
No.
I have a smile on my face when I eat Taco Bell.
Yeah. And yes. It doesn't last long, but it is a smile as I take a bite.
But that's not the point.
I've got a story here from a listener, Rukus. Signature Phantasmagoria fan.
Rukus!
I started to read the wrong text. My wife and I were driving home one night after doing some errands. I live in an apartment complex, so there are assigned spots for residents and extra shared spots for anyone else. I needed to grab something from my truck, so I pulled up to it and was getting my stuff. My wife was sitting in the car, and she noticed up ahead about 100 feet, there was a car parked in front of a wall, and she saw something that looked like a balloon swaying rhythmically back and forth. She pointed it out to me, and I got back in the car, and I thought it was weird, but I just said it was a balloon or something. We got home and realized we needed to grab the mail, so we drove back out. I emphasized that weird. It's fine. By this time, about 15 minutes had passed. When we drove by the swaying figure, I slowed down and put my brights on. Then we realized it was not a balloon, but the back of a man's head standing in the pitch black, staring at a wall, swaying back and forth like a pendulum. We got cooking out of there as I soon realized it was a person. Like I said, I don't know what this was, but could he have been possessed? Was I seeing something on the verge of something else potentially happening? I have no idea. That's for you guys to decide. SOS, 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 SOS.
Are you still in trouble?
He's still out there, Kevin. I was super freaked out and thought he was going to snap and murder us. If it's not spooky, I don't know what it is.
Me neither.
Yeah, that's freaking... first thought, get it off the table. Get the low-hanging fruit off the tree so we can't pick it. Is the it balloon? Like, no... This was not Pennywise the Clown. This is real life.
No, okay, yeah, no. It wasn't a balloon, Houston.
Oh, yeah, freaking duh. I guess I was hung up on that low-hanging fruit. I had to take it off the table for me.
Houston read balloon and was like, oh, I've got another 10 minutes of content from here
like
on out.
Like the clown.
But see, when I hear our stories on this show, I always like to just kind of take a crazy idea and roll with it.
Like in the moment or when you listen back?
No. When I in the moment.
Oh, okay.
I
kind
of just read stories that aren't very extravagant and
right.
exotic. And I make them exotic
mm-hmm.
and crazy.
Right.
But this is just so crazy that I don't know where to go with it.
Yeah, like, well, my thought is like, what? So, in a benefit of the doubt situation, what could be a normal, like, if you were to go up and talk to this shady figure staring at a wall for hours, what could he say that would make you go, oh, this is fine? This makes sense why you would be doing this.
Parked car in front of a wall. So the dude had parked in front of the wall, gotten out of his car,
and has stared at the wall.
Faced the wall and started
mesmerized.
Not ticking back and forth like a metronome.
Right. And we have to take drugs off the table because this is a paranormal podcast, but I mean, probably.
Maybe what you do is go check out that wall when the coast is clear.
That was a thought I had. Maybe he's waiting for something to come out.
Maybe you enter that wall and you show up at Hogwarts.
See, okay, you say enter the wall, but if it's not a door, that's going to look freaking weird trying to walk through that bad boy.
No, you just give it a little knocksies.
Oh, okay.
Give it a little pat, and if it's just a brick wall, then that's another thing. But
what about that thing Hagrid did where gave it a tap on the certain bricks and then it opened up? Maybe this guy had just witnessed that and was like, there was a 6'10" bearded man who just vanished into thin air.
No. What happened? See, I shouldn't have said Hogwarts because we know how to get into Hogwarts. You freaking take your shopping cart.
The train. Yeah.
And run into that wall.
You tie yourself to six owls.
This is a different
wall. And mail a letter to Hogwarts.
This is a different pattern. This is a different entrance. And this is not Hogwarts, but a different place.
Where?
And where you... oh, dude, it's the freaking... Does Hogwarts have like a music class?
I'm sure.
Do they,
magic,
though?
Magic music class? I would be shocked if they didn't.
Magic music class. See, Hogwarts doesn't.
Okay.
They don't have a magic music class. Not that I've seen, and I've seen every movie.
I'm trying to think if there's any music thing, which I'm kind of shocked that there's not, because they explored like the concept of school pretty well.
Let me tell you why. Okay. Because there's an entirely different school for the magic of music.
Maybe that's the music us non-magic, or the magic that us non-magic people do is music. Maybe wizards, all of them suck at music. None of them do music. That's our thing. That's thing.
See, there's an entirely different school, and this is the entrance to that school. You tick back and forth like a metronome. It's weird, okay?
No, but you marry the two ideas, and it's like just how you get into like Juilliard or something. Like, it's like you want to get to Juilliard, just this school for saxophone players. You got to get through this brick wall.
It's every instrument, Houston. It's not just... It's all magic music.
And Kevin, all music is magic.
Okay.
In deep down.
Well, that's just the whole metronome thing. That just seems like the only logical explanation.
He could be in tune with whatever's being played on the other side. Maybe he's like keeping beat.
That's what it is, dude. Yeah. That's what it is. They summon you to this school. Isn't that how Hogwarts works?
Kinda.
They summon you. They start playing this song in your head.
They don't summon you. They send you a letter, and if you rip it up, they flood your house with letters. Like the next time to prove a point. I don't really understand.
No, they drill a song into your head, and it just plays and plays and plays until you go to this wall, and on beat, in tempo. You
okay.
Rock back and forth to this song, and then it goes bing, and the thing opens, and then you go in, and then you're there.
Do you think the logic, like, so this is a very logical, very smart man, and so he's standing there like, I have to walk through this wall, but he's like, but I can't, it's a wall. It's a brick wall.
So he started just getting impatient.
So he can't move. He's
forth.
At a stalemate. He's too smart. But the call is too strong.
So that's him swaying between decisions.
Yeah.
Rocking back and forth.
Or it's just drugs.
Probably drugs. Here is a story titled, I saw something terrifying last night. ... Pardon me for my English. So this is 10 a.m. when I am writing this. I couldn't sleep all night, Houston. 10 a.m. All night.
I think night ends at like 5 or 6.
Yeah, well, this person's been up until 10. Okay. After 10. I live in a small town of a few hundred people in the middle of nowhere in northern India. It is surrounded by a huge forest on the western side and farmlands on the other three. My house is positioned on the southeastern corner of the village. So last night at about 2 a.m., I'm awakened by this... Well, okay, sorry, hold on. She said she couldn't sleep all night. She was asleep until 2.
Oh, hey, whoa.
Plot hole, news story moving
yeah,
on.
Yeah, frick. If there's not a consistency there, then the rest of it's assumed to be dramatized.
Maybe it's just the English. We have to pardon
okay,
the English.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I think, oh, at last, I was awakened about 2 a.m., and I am awakened by this blood-curdling scream coming from the east. I think it was loud enough to wake up our entire village, though I haven't talked to anyone about this yet.
Well, then you, if no one's talked to you about it either, then probably not then, loud enough for the whole village.
Or they're all making their Reddit posts.
Yeah, yeah, that would be, if it's a small village and there's something like that happening, it'd be the talk of the town.
Oh, yeah. This scream sounded like nothing I have ever heard. Like a mix between a scream and a howl. Mind you, there are no animals in our area except some stray dogs and some wild boars. No animals? This sounds like an odd place.
I bet the right boar screech could sound like a human scream.
Yeah.
The right frequency, right? Like
big
they can
angry
get freaking
boar.
Loud too.
And they're squeaky. Squeaky?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not what I would use, but it's not wrong either.
Mind you, there are no animals except the stray dogs and wild boars. This scream was loud enough to give me goosebumps, which I have never associated loudness with giving me goosebumps.
But. I think shock could. Can shock give you goosebumps?
Well, shock isn't decibels.
Huh?
Shock? She said it was so loud.
Oh,
that this gave me goosebumps.
I see.
If something's super loud, it just hurts my ears. It doesn't give me goosebumps.
I guess if I heard like it, I mean, this would have to be freaking loud. Then it would have to be like if so. Okay, I'll admit if the sound of a jet engine or like a helicopter was just on right next to me at full volume, I can't say I wouldn't
okay.
get goosebumps.
All right,
but that's still like that's freaking. Insane.
Okay, yeah, now that makes a little more sense to me. I quickly turned off all my lights and looked out the window, which faces south, and that's when I saw it, about 100 meters away from me. 100 meters?
People from India can see far. Keep going.
At 2 a.m., you're looking the distance of a football field?
Okay. I was going to say a lot of light town, but it's a small village.
Like a very...
She said village.
There aren't even any animals here. There's nothing.
Hmm.
About 100 meters away from me, it looked like a canine-like creature running on two legs.
Nope.
Its fur looked silvery white under the moonlight. Dude. This person's eyes are on another level.
Wait. When did they say this happened?
2 a.m.
2 a.m. Did they say how many days ago?
It was posted 5 days ago.
It was posted 5 days ago. There's not this happened yesterday or last night or something?
No.
Okay.
She said I couldn't sleep all night.
I was literally, Kevin, in full debunk mode. I was going to debunk and I was going to check the moon cycles over India. If we had a new moon over India...
Ooh.
I would have thrown this out the window. Are you positive it doesn't say anything about that?
It was posted 5 days ago, and she said that she is writing it currently at 10 a.m.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't sleep all night.
So 5 days ago would have been... I'm doing this. Keep reading. I'm going to do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 17th.
If its fur looked silvery white under the moonlight. It was running at very high speeds and crossed from where I saw it into the forest in about 30 seconds. Very high speeds. Okay.
Okay.
But in the middle of its path, when it was closest to my home, it stopped for a few seconds and looked in my direction. I am still not sure if it was looking at me or something else. One thing that I have been thinking about is how slowly its legs moved, yet so fast it ran. This could mean that the creature was very big, like 10 feet tall.
Holy shiz.
I am very scared right now, as my village has this saying that we should never look outside our windows at night, as evil spirits might see us and enter our lives.
What the f- is going down in India?
I think it's time to move.
Yeah, frick. For real. That's crazy.
I'm okay, also...
wait. I found a northern India city. It's currently at a waxing gibbous, 95%. What was it a few days ago?
Oh, the waxing gibbous is what is the waxing gibbous? That means it's coming into the full moon.
Right. It was at a first quarter on the 18th. How much does it change in a day? Not a lot, right?
First quarter on the 18th.
Yeah, and the 17th would be the time.
Oh.
So they had a half moon,
probably.
A little
more than half of them.
Yeah, okay. All right. Freaking
maybe.
I'm mad. I wanted it to be a new moon so bad.
I asked around my neighborhood, and many of them were woken up by that scream. This is an edit, by
okay,
the way.
Okay.
Some old guy told me that the creature is a Rakshasa, which means some kind of demon. I have only been here 6 months, and these people told me hearing screams, etc., is a regular occurrence here?
Wherever you came from,
wait. And the Rakshasa will haunt you, or will haunt whoever it lays its eyes upon. I am scared as F right now, but I am going to install CCTV cameras around my entire house now.
Holy crap. Wherever you moved from, did people give you the same advice of don't look out the window or you'll see evil spirits and they'll haunt you? Because a lot of this is like adding up, right? It's like, okay, you've moved to a new location. Your parents have told you don't look out the window or things haunt you. You've described what you've seen to an old man, and he said, oh, that's the thing that haunts you if you see it. like, yeah. Get the GTFO.
I think, you know what? I'm kind of upset. I've got some beef with the people that live in this village that just... failed to mention about anything about Rakshasa who will haunt you if you just look in the general direction. A regular occurrence. So they're hearing this scream like every other night, and then they're like,
they know someone new has moved to town,
but they don't feel the need to mention, to make it very clear that if this happens, which it does regularly, that you do not look out the window. Okay. There's only like 100 people in this village.
Oh.
And I guess everybody should know. Like,
yeah.
What's up
with
that?
She goes up to the old man, she tells him, and he's like, oh, did no one drop a pamphlet by your door?
He's like, how did you not know that? Makes her feel dumb. Yeah.
How did I not know that? Are you serious?
Everybody just sleeps through this blood. They wake up like... like, it's just nothing. Another blood-curdling scream. Just roll back. Just go back to sleep, honey.
I wonder if the paranormal and, like, this specifically could follow, like, the same rule of, like, just do it. They can't fire all of us. It's like, okay, you see this thing and it haunts you. Let's get the whole town out there. Let's get them out there waiting. Wait for the howl. Poke everyone, come out and be like, we see you. What are you going to do? Haunt every single one of us? You idiot. Good luck. Good freaking luck.
There's only one of you, Rakshasa.
Yeah. Good freaking luck. Haunt us.
Or they... And then if he does somehow just kill everybody in the village, then everybody in the village dies.
Kind of. That's actually, that's not a problem solved.
And nobody feels alone.
Well, dude, if he really truly can't haunt everybody, he's going to be haunting one neighbor. And then you just have to be on, everyone has to be on watch. You have to make him feel bad. You got to poke your head out like, oh, you're not haunting me? But I thought if I saw you, I'd get haunted. Seems like you're actually just kind of a dick. And you're not actually haunting people. Because you can't haunt me. It's not a curse. You'd freaking tell him up.
Rakshasa.
What an a-hole.
What a jerk.
Yeah. Just a freaking loser. I have a story. I don't have a story. I have...
What he has is...
So this was an Ask Reddit.
Aha.
And they said... They asked... Man, I don't actually have the original post. I screenshotted what I wanted to read from it. But the Ask Reddit was essentially like... What's going on in parallel universes? And I wanted to read you this comment that got 10 awards and was like right at the top of the post. I'm from a parallel universe and for the moment, I'm stuck here. No, I don't mean I experienced some glitch in the Matrix, nor do I mean I erroneously remember Mandela dying.
Erroneously?
What did I say?
Erroneously?
Isn't that what I said?
It's erroneously.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea. Nor do I, that word, remember Mandela dying in prison and concluded being from a parallel universe is a much more plausible explanation for this than the unreliability of human memory. I mean, I deliberately came here from a parallel universe using a machine developed by generations of scientists. Being here, I feel obligated to share some information with you that you're not aware of due to the fact that you didn't yet develop the technology to travel between parallel realities. The knowledge I'm going to share with you is going to be upsetting for a lot of you. Due to this, first I'd like to establish how much we actually know about parallel universes, so you can understand my claims are not simple conjecture. Universe hopping, as we affectionately refer to traveling between parallel realities, is not quite what you'd imagine.
Oh, you know, universe hopping.
Right. But not what we would imagine.
What everybody's doing.
Yeah. Well,
it's all the craze. Hold on.
The devices we use to do this are as ubiquitous... Oh my word. This man, to this guy's credit, a fantastic grammar. And I'm really having a hard time.
Ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous to us as cell phones are to you. We call them watches. Sadly for me, all our electronics are powered wirelessly, and unlike your phones, they don't have an internal battery, hence the stuck here part. Universe hopping itself hasn't been a scientific endeavor for generations. At this point, it's a recreational activity. One thing you guys got right in sci-fi is that parallel universes are pretty similar to each other. So when one goes universe hopping into a yet, quote, unexplored, for a lack of a better term, universe, it's standard procedure to exchange all information about all parallel universes we know of between each other. All this data is accessible. Oh my gosh, wait. Wait, what have I... Did I screenshot this in the wrong order? Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's a more sophisticated version of cloud storage. That's I didn't get it wrong. I don't blame you for not immediately realizing the implications of this, but bear with me. Billions of people for every parallel reality, casual universe hopping, constantly exchanging information means we have aggregated... Is that right?
Sure.
And analyzed data for multiple Googles, as in one with 100 zeros behind it, of parallel universes.
Ooh, that's... Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
There are about 100,000 universes we know of where life just never developed, but other than that, things are not all that different from one to another.
Wait. What did he say there was a Google of? Or Googles of?
Parallel universes.
Okay.
Multiple Googles.
Is that...
That's like one with 100 zeros after it multiple times.
I know what a Google is.
Yeah.
There's not just infinity?
Well, I think he's just trying to show the scope from what he's saying here.
Okay.
Then he says...
I don't know why you wouldn't just say infinity.
Yeah, because he's too smart, Kevin. He's too eloquent. there are about 100,000 universes we know of where life just never developed, but other than that, things are not all that different from one another. Yours is the odd one out. Something went very wrong with your universe.
No way,
I'm going
dude.
To oversimplify a lot of things because, frankly, I'm not a historian, and with my watch not working, I don't have access to our historical records. for some dude. No, buckle up for this. Way. This is wacky.
No way.
For some reason in your universe, the Sumerian civilization fell instead of acting as a great unifying force, eventually bringing the Roman, Egyptian, and Chinese empires into an international union.
He's going all the way back to the Sumerians?
What you call, quote, the Enlightenment, happened some 2,000 years too late from my perspective. The Black Death, also known as the bubonic plague, never happened anywhere else. When your Europeans reached what you call the Americas, not only did you not know they were there, you inadvertently, and later very intentionally, decimated the native population by infecting them with diseases they had no natural immunity to. Just so you understand how truly exceptional this is, there's literally only four other universes where this contact happened before the invention of vaccines, and there are no universes in which the Americas didn't have their own international union. To truly put things into perspective, before you, the least technologically advanced reality we found just finished colonizing the entire solar system. You're all living in the worst version of reality. You're living something that's truly more horrifying than any dystopian fiction we have ever created. I wish I could tell you what went wrong here. I wish I could tell you what made all of you this aggressive and adversarial. I wish I could, so you could fix this and join the rest of us, but I really don't know. By now, someone most likely already noticed I'm missing, and it's only a matter of time before they figure out where I went. They'll probably assume I'm the first of my reality to stumble upon one of the universes with no life, and I suffocated to death, so they'll come with a portable energy source, and I can go home. I don't know what's going to happen to you or what we'll do about you. If I were to guess, your universe is probably going to be locked out, inaccessible for travel by the public, like lifeless universes, because I'm sorry to say it, but you're just too dangerous for us to be around.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Phantasmagoria, this is a real life universe jumper.
Has your mind been blown? Has your being been freaked?
It has. This guy is actually from a parallel universe.
I will say, claims aside, he did get me thinking about history and how dramatic it could have... Like, it makes me think about what...
He wants you to do that.
I know, and it's cool. I like this.
That's where his validation is coming from.
Yeah.
He became a historian and then was inspired with the idea of... I can use this knowledge, I can use this history to become a paranormal freaking universe jumping dude and then jump on Reddit and everyone's gonna believe me.
Yeah, 100%. But it is interesting. Like I don't think I've ever thought, it makes me think a lot more about what we're doing here and now in the present. Like, we all think, I think it's very easy for us to, like, and people tell us all the time, they're like, oh, one drop in the ocean can change it all. But, like, think about it. What was the name of that empire that fell? The Sumerian?
Yeah.
Yeah. So think about that. Like, we know that humans have virtually been the same since the beginning of time. Since we've had social constructs, we've been selfish, we've been greedy, we're the reason things go wrong, right?
Right.
So with the Sumerian Empire... Like, who's to say it wasn't one dude who was selfish or greedy or spread things too thin or was the worst and caused the civilization to implode from within, and that changed the course? Like, who's to say that if that guy had been a better human being, more empathetic, more generous, like more love in his heart, that that wouldn't have set off a better chain of events where that community wouldn't have thrived, right? Like, it really does, like, land the people in power to a degree.
That's, you know what they say.
It's pretty crazy.
A butterfly's flap in New York is a hurricane in Japan.
Isn't that, what's that called?
The butterfly effect.
You know what? That I, yeah. Probably should have assumed that, because I remember that now.
Dude.
Pretty freaking wild.
But what?
Good post. Good post. I really enjoyed that.
But here's the thing. Okay. So here's the other thing. If this dude, let's just entertain this thought that he is from this.
This is real.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Alternate reality. He comes back here and says, I can't live here I can't be here because it's too dangerous or whatever. That just, like, to me, that's like becoming so weak, so prosperous that you can't handle adversity anymore.
It's okay. Like, lay it on me.
I'm saying, like, we can't. He's saying things have gotten so good for me that at any sight of something negative or bad or troubling is like, I can't deal with it. I can't even be here because
I think he wouldn't have said anything. Because let's pretend that he's telling the truth, right? He just said, I don't know what we're going to do about you guys. We might have to lock you out. I'm not in charge, right? He's like, but you're like the most, like the people on this, in this reality are aggressive and confrontational more so than anywhere else. I think if he really was like, this place is effed, I'm out, I can't deal with this, I don't think he would have said anything. I think he would have bided his time, waited to go back, and would have been like, lock the door behind me. We're done. Like, block it. We can't let them through. But there is something in him that's like, you guys need to know, everywhere else is 10 times better than here. We still might lock you out, but you need to know, like, knowledge is power. And if we have the knowledge, we'll be, maybe we'll change. Probably won't.
Because yeah, it's probably... Dude, or this is just like, he's just like the next freaking Gandhi. And he's like, how do I make... What's the best way to go about making world peace? And this is the route he took.
Born of a lie.
he's like, I know. I'll just convince everybody that everywhere... Every other realities, which is numbered in Google's, is better than this one.
That's the other thing.
And it's your fault.
Unless they have some kind of like pinpoint thing. Well, that's the other thing. He said they've now like discovered like hundreds of thousands just with everyone casually jumping, right? And it's like, okay. This is where I see some holes in the story, right? Which I know it's obviously not a real story, but it's... Like, okay.
But these are why. This is why.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like, okay. They've talked about how there are some that people go to. Like, the casual nature of how he brought up how someone might assume that he went to a dead world, a dead universe where there's no life and he suffocated and died. It's like, okay. If that was that common, one, I don't think people would look for you. I might be wrong about that. They might have a pinpoint thing. Two, people wouldn't just be casually, recreationally world jumping. If 99% of the realities, like he said, were almost identical to all of the same ones, like he said, but some of them might kill you if you end up there. Like, recreationally jumping, that's freaking... No one would do that. That's insane.
Well,
unless you could know exactly where you were going and scope it out.
Maybe that's what makes it so much better than this one, is that everybody's universe jumping.
Yeah, it could be. And maybe to them it's like, are we just the Florida of the multiverse? like no one wants to live here. It's very hot. But to his credit, again, if this was real, I think I would seal the door immediately. I would take one look at the history books, at the Black Plague, and if this was the only universe out of infinity to have something like that, I'd be like, close the frickin' door. We can't let that plague anywhere near any other reality, or it'll decimate the whole thing. No frickin' way, dude. Good post. Thank you, person who made that.
That was entertaining. We're gonna go to the bazaar now.
Yeah, it's time.
Welcome to Kick the Cool Podcast. I'm your big little brother, Tone.
And I'm your little brother, Wopsle.
And I'm your big sister, Shishi.
And this is the podcast where we give you the reviews you didn't know you needed and cover the topics that really matter to you and your family.
We review things like spelling. So, Shishi, what do you rate spelling?
I give it 4 out of 5 spell checks. Tone, what do you rate Frank Sinatra?
Oh, I rate Frank Sinatra 7 out of 3 out of 75 croons. You know, because he's a crooner. And Wopsle, what do you rate tacos?
I gotta rate tacos 1 all-nighter.
Yeah.
So join us every Monday at kick.cool.
On our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you usually get your podcasts.
See you in the next episode.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
And we are back at it again. What's up, guys? We're back at it again with the scary stories.
What's up, guys? Hit that like and subscribe.
Be sure to subscribe.
Hit that bell. There's a freaking YouTuber I'm thinking of who makes that voice. I can't even remember his name, but it drives me nuts.
Oh, I gotta find my other saved story here.
He says it like
here
every
we go.
Time.
Freaky Friday school journey.
Wait. Do they switch bodies? Okay, good.
I can't just spoil.
Well, no,
things.
I was gonna say if they don't and they named it that, that sucks. I would be. Kevin, do they not switch bodies? You can't name anything Freaky Friday if there's not a body
switch. I know
switch.
That. You think I don't know that? That's why I picked this story. All right. I'm from. This is what he starts it off with. I'm from the UK, so I might use terms that you might not know.
Wait, why is that funny?
Because he used Freaky Friday.
Do they not have Freaky Friday in the UK?
They've made like I don't a, know. Apparently made like, not, because this isn't a Freaky Friday.
Are you serious?
Dude, I'm serious.
Wait, I'm looking. Keep going. One second.
You're looking for Freaky Friday's release in the United Kingdom?
Well, no, I'm seeing, because I know it was remade a lot. Oh my gosh, Disney Channel remade
right.
one.
And like just other movies, the concept.
Watch Freaky Friday on Netflix in the United Kingdom. There is no excuse. That is a classic.
Wow.
It's actually not, but.
It is.
Is it?
It was my last week of school, and by Friday, I was ready for the holidays, so my mind was focused on one thing, getting to school. So I did my usual wake-up routine, shower, brush teeth, then head out. I said bye to everyone in my house and left. Now, as I was leaving, my dad saw me and shouted funny, sarcastic things at me. Then I continued walking.
Great.
That's important. Hang on. At this time, nothing was out of place. All felt normal. Dad screaming at me, sarcastic, funny things, daily occurrence.
I love you, son. Like, got me again, Dad.
As I'm halfway to school, I'm with my friends on the bus, and I get a message on my phone that made me freak out. These messages stay in my head clear as day. I'm copying them off WhatsApp, too.
A lot of people use that, and that blows my mind.
Yeah, I think it's an international thing.
I guess. I don't know.
To make sure it's all correct and no added fantasy. So the message read, "Dad dropped you off yet?" I replied, "Sorry?" I was completely baffled. Then she said, "You were here 30 minutes ago. You should be at school by now." I replied, "Yeah, I am. I'm with blank and blank, the friends." Now, that should have been the end of the conversation. However, I was losing my mind after the next message from my mom. "I saw you with Dad in the van. You turned around and waved at me. Now, I'd like to clear up that I only have one sibling and a dog. My older brother looks nothing like me, as he has much shorter hair and a big beard. But my dog does look..." I'm just kidding. She doesn't say that. I just don't know why she mentioned the dog. So now I'm puzzled, and my mom's creeped out after I told her I walked to the bus stop and went in a shop. The only contact I had with my dad was when he was shouting sarcastic, funny things at me.
Yeah, we freaking get it. Your dad's a very funny man. Did he really write that three times?
No, just the two.
Oh, gotcha.
I added in the whole, this is a daily occurrence thing.
Oh, gotcha.
I just thought it was funny that, like, I wake up, I brush my teeth, I shower, I leave. After I leave, Dad's just somewhere out there.
Dad's
shouting.
Waiting.
He's on
in
the
his
street
armchair
corner
by the door. Oh boy, here he comes! Best time of my morning.
Shouts funny, sarcastic, funny and sarcastic things.
Like, Dad, get a job, please.
Now
I had Frosted Flakes for breakfast and dinner. Get a freaking job.
Now, the even creepier thing is that my mom went on to explain after school, she had a message from her good friend saying that she waved to me and my dad in a Costa, which is a coffee shop, and how it was nice to see us, and we did the same back. So this is two accounts of my sighting that I have not been involved in. So I thought there's only one person left to consult, and that's Dad.
Oh, you're not going to get anything out of him. You think you're going to get a straight answer out of this guy? You have to solve his riddle puzzle.
This is Mr. Sarcastic, funny guy.
You have to out sarcasm this guy into tricking him into. You have to out sarcasm him into saying the honest truth sarcastically, thinking he's being sarcastic.
She goes, Dad, did you didn't you see me walk to school today? And he's like, well, why don't you tell me? You're the one going to school.
Like, why don't I tell
you? Just
some
snarky. Let's see. One person left to consult, and that's Dad. I asked, and he confirmed that he had not dropped me off at school, but he had taken me to Costa. We went and got it takeaway. Oh, probably like to go.
Yeah.
Because we were in a rush and admitted we did see my mom's friend and waved. Now, my dad said he did not drop me home because I asked to get out of the van and walk the rest back home with my friends. I'm confused. Which I couldn't have because I, myself writing this, was already with them on the bus. Now, days before, I was reading about doppelgangers and stuff like this sub, and I thought it was only right I drop it here because I believe there's stuff out there that we're not supposed to know. If you've seen this, thank you for reading.
I think, like, okay, it depends on the parents, right? I mean, we know Dad's sarcastic, but are they pranksters? Like, if they're not, like, traditionally pranksters and they don't let go of this, I think what you do is you wait 4 or 5 days and then bring it up again. And because then one or two of two things will happen. After 4 or 5 days of you not caring and not thinking about it, the joke won't be funny to them anymore if it's a prank, and they'll tell you. They'll tell you in 4 or 5 days, like, oh, yeah, we forgot to come clean. Like, that happens. Sometimes you prank, forget to come clean, and you're like, oh, frick, sorry. It's usually with one that isn't that funny. But
true.
Still, what I'm saying is that it happens. And if you do that, and they're like, no, this happened, then I would say, yes, this is exactly, there. I don't know what it was or who did it, but there was a doppelganger situation and they got coffee.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking more along the lines of there's some UK holiday equivalent to April Fool's, but it takes place on June 19th.
It could be. Do they not have April Fool's? I don't know if that's an American thing or not. I have no idea.
I don't know. I
Zero clue on that.
That's what I'm saying. It happens in June. Could you imagine, dude? Could you imagine freaking making a post? You make this big, long post. It's just eating away at your soul. And you seek the counsel of the world, and you make a post to Reddit, and then somebody's like, it's April Fool's Day. And you're like, well,
I'm an idiot for the whole world to see.
Well, deleted. Post deleted.
No, dude, people would screenshot that so fast. So fast.
Dude, but here's the thing. It wasn't a Freaky Friday.
See how they could kind of draw a line of like, there's someone who's me but it isn't doing things. That's kind of Freaky
that's
Friday.
That's not Freaky Friday.
It kind of is.
Freaky Friday
it's
is
adjacent to Freaky Friday.
Well, adjacent is not.
You're right. You're right. I'm wrong.
So how can you do that? How can you use a term like that? And maybe they were just naturally going for alliteration and they never heard of
Kevin,
Freaky
they were
Friday.
Going to school. So it can be implied that they're younger. Like they were being driven to school. And that movie came out when we were like 3. So, like, it's fine.
Well,
I'm not going to be the old boomer. Be like, you should have seen that movie. It's a classic.
Freaking Lindsay Lohan.
Freaking Friday, bro. Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis will have my heart forever. That's the only reason I could ever go back.
I just... You know, okay, and you know what? If you've got a doppelganger out there, you need to freaking find him. You need to...
Yeah, 100%.
Like, that conversation with Dad was far too short. He doesn't say, oh yeah, we got coffee, and that was it. Because if Dad did do that, then you have a much bigger problem requires much more conversation.
You really do.
So, you need to grill your parents a little more on this matter, and that's all the advice that I have for you at this current time.
I'm going to move on, but before I do, I kind of have like a shower thought almost that kind of sprung from that conversation. When we're older, like, okay, so two things kind of. When we're older, I'm sure, I am positive there will be people who are from our generation when we're like 70, 80, who will be talking to all the kids going like, you never saw X movie?
Right.
Like, uncultured. Like, it'll happen. It always happens. It probably happens every single generation.
Yeah.
But then again, the other shower thought is like, there's going to be so much content out there and we're going to be so saturated in it. Will we? Will we actually care? Like, you have to see these old movies. Because, like, we already are oversaturated in content, and it's like, there's some freaking...
That's true.
What's it called? The director, not Quentin Tarantino. I'm sure his movies are great. I've heard from everyone that they're great, because, like, they hold up critically. Like, they're good storytelling. From what I hear. But, like, I'm probably never going to see them, because I'm already oversaturated with movies that are modern that I know I would enjoy, that are like taking inspiration from those, right? So it's like, am I even gonna care about the old movies now, later?
Well, yeah, and I thought that same thing, but then I actually started watching some of the old classics.
Yeah, you were on a big kick.
They're really freaking good, dude.
Yeah.
They're way good. And that's the thing is that, that's why, like, I think that's a big reason of why they're good is because they're these dope ideas that aren't being recreated because nobody's gonna copy it.
Right.
They're like, right, we're not gonna freaking copy 12 Monkeys because 12 Monkeys is 12 Monkeys.
I don't even know what 12 Monkeys is.
Exactly.
Is that a real thing?
It is a real thing.
Is it a movie?
Bruce Willis.
What?
And Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt like won an Oscar for his acting job.
Why have I never even
movie.
Heard the title? It doesn't ring any kind of bell.
It didn't ring a bell to me when I heard it, and then I watched it, and it was amazing.
I feel like I'm a pretty big movie buff, too. Like, I feel like I know cinema, and I've never even heard of that.
12 Monkeys, dude.
And is it worth my time?
It is.
Oh, my
gosh. It absolutely is.
Dang it. I don't want to watch 12 Monkeys. I want to watch Avatar for the third time. I don't even really like Avatar.
But we... Yeah, but that's the other thing that I was going to say about that point is that there are like the number of movies and things to watch, things that you have to see is just exponentially rising.
Well, it's because also like
back in the day, it was like if there was a good movie, it was like the only good movie that was
going to come out for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Right. But like it's because of communication, man. Like the world is communicating on a level that it just never has. And so when people like love a show and love a movie, they analyze it like crazy, and that information goes out to everyone. They're like, what's a great movie that came out recently? I'm just having a brain fart.
I don't know, Infinity War.
I
sure. Even though I never watched it.
Oh, dude, you should. I don't even know. I'm kind of waiting for like, because I still feel the hype of that. This is kind of a side thought, but a piece of me is like, I wonder in 10 years if I'll look back at Infinity War. I think the scale of it will what has cemented it in history as like the first to do anything like that, a huge ordeal and really impressive and a great time, like fun. But I wonder if it will hold up as good. But anyway, it doesn't matter. All I'm trying to say is like when something goes right in any category of anything, it's overanalyzed as to why, and that information is sent to everyone. So everyone is better. Like you, Kevin Siraj, are a better average filmmaker, I would say, than the average filmmaker 40 years ago.
Right.
Like you,
right.
you know how to do that better because everyone is recreating.
We're just hearing so many critiques about so many different
absolutely.
Movies.
And you're, and because of those critiques, they're all being made more in that way. So it takes a lot for a movie to be exceptional. Like, it couldn't be in the past.
That's true. That's true. Things that were like that we would deem like kind of basic and like not super thought out were very well thought out back in the
day.
Not
just because of graphically and the tech, but I'm willing to bet that but a lot of things coming out now would have all been classics. I
like the first time traveling movie.
Oh yeah.
People were like, "That's freaking brilliant!" But now there's so many that it's like, I mean, freaking. We watched. Nolan's latest film, Tenet. That was kind of
a time saw that.
Thing.
But I,
like,
that was one that came to mind when I was having when I was trying to think of an example. Like, I bet that would have been an instant classic for 100 years if it had come out 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Just the idea.
Yep.
I have one last thing I want to share.
Rip to the age of information.
I know, for real. It's like, it's great.
But it's also...
It's
bland.
Dulling everything.
It's making everything bland.
It really is. And it takes, but to its credit, we're going to get some really amazing stuff. Like everything is going to be so bland that when something shines through, it is just going to be godly.
Yeah.
Amazing. But anyway, I have one last thing I want to share. This was on r/psychic and someone asked, what's the craziest past life memory you've had? And I combed through these comments. And there are some wacky experiences people have had, but I had one that I wanted to share above all others by a long shot. I was walking with one of my protectors to England. He was my trainer in many lives too. Anywho.
I'm already confused.
I have to tell you right now, because there's going to be a lot of times you're going to want to be like, whoa, and I have to keep going because you just buckle up. Okay. You just have to. You got to strap in because we're going out of the atmosphere, dude.
Houston, I'm zipping it. I'm locking it.
Please, I would have hoped you had zipped it a while ago.
And I'm putting it in my pocket.
Anywho, he was my trainer in many lives too. Anywho, I wanted to see what was over this hill. He kept saying no, so I went anyway. Over the hill, there were dragons. I was amazed. Well, one big rule is vampires aren't allowed on Dragonland. They saw us and started to attack. We were holding our own when a woman and her brother showed up. They were fighting as if their lives depended on it. They killed all but one. When they started attacking him, I felt this panic. I tried to get them to stop, but I couldn't. I had to stab her in the leg. Then her brother hauled her away. The dragon then thanked me and devoted his life to me. Recently, I was having dreams and visions of a huge black dragon, the European style, not the Asian one. I felt that he was a friend and not a pet, and that one time I saved him. I asked my protector, Dimitri, about him. He said I described him 100%, and his name was Alcaith. Alcaeth. He was watching over me and waiting for me to go to Midian so we can hang out again. Now, as far as the Dragon Slayer lady, that's my girlfriend. We were together in the 5 past lives. They were pretty wild too, but she now remembers this. She also has a birthmark where I stabbed her. Dimitri was like, "What? I have to see." So he went to her and confirmed it. Now the big issue. Alcaeth wants revenge for the death of his family. I have a daughter from one of our past lives who visits him pretty often. He really likes her. Dimitri has talked with him too, but he still wants her dead. So I guess I have to figure something out. He wrote sigh in there, so I just thought I'd bridge that gap.
I know that nobody listening knows what's going on, but this person does. And that is what matters. See, this is not an experience from the past life. This is a dream you had. Because this follows exact dream structure, especially chronologically, okay. Where things just...
Interesting.
Just go from one thing to another with zero... explanation.
Oh no, Kevin. It's because these are the highlights, baby. This was the big event. He had to get through the story. It's already a freaking long comment. You want more?
Yeah,
Actually, I want more. I want a lot more.
See, and what you should be doing with this is not writing comments on Reddit, but you need to take this and create the next best-selling trilogy of whatever the heck you just said.
You know, if you're not, like, for real, like, I mean, you, sir, who have written this and might be listening to this one day, whether we all believe this or not, it's common knowledge that this is going to be a hard thing to convince people has happened, that you have a memory of this being your past life. So let them believe whatever they want and write it as a novel and make your millions and laugh in their faces. Like, they don't need to know it's your past life or not.
That's what I'm saying.
But okay.
Your past life is exactly that. It's time to live in this one and take advantage.
I'm confused because he presently has to figure something out. So let me break this down, because I actually, first time reading it, thought it was a bit of a mess of things I couldn't really connect or follow through.
Well, but you thought correctly.
As I read it, I see what has happened and I see his problem, and we can find the answer or give advice.
It takes an overexertion of context clues.
Yeah. Well, if I'm allowed to paraphrase, if everyone's okay with that, me translating,
this is already a very stretch as far as,
right,
a very big stretch as far as paraphrasing goes.
This guy and his trainer were traveling through England. While during that travel, they came across a herd of dragons.
His protector.
Right, but he says he was also a trainer in many lives, anywho. But yeah, so this duo is traveling through England.
This team, this freaking gang.
And he says there were dragons. One big rule is vampires aren't allowed on Dragonland. So we can assume that both of them are vampires, right? So that is confirmed, canon. Vampires and dragons don't mix. They're on Dragonland. So the dragons attack.
Right.
One of them doesn't attack. Oh, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. They're attacking, vampires fighting dragons. All of a sudden, a dragon slayer, a woman, shows up, joins the fray, just gets mixed in. They slay and her brother. They slay all the dragons, except for one. The dragon slayer lady is about to kill it, but our writer, our storyteller, is like, whoa, we're not supposed to kill this dragon. I've had a vision of this dragon. Tells his protector about the vision, and he's like, this dragon.
Names it Toothless, and starts riding it.
The
and
European shows one, not the Asian one.
Shows all the other vampires the dragons are good. Yeah, we've seen this on the big screen.
Yeah, but then he tells the girl, or then he stabs the girl to protect the dragon, then apologizes, but now the dragon wants to kill the girl to get revenge for his family.
Which, you know, justified.
Right, and but then I think the third part I'm confused about, I think his daughter from a different timeline has also come back and is in love with the dragon.
The daughter?
The daughter.
There's a daughter?
There's
in
a
there?
Daughter. Well, he's convinced the GF that she's his GF. Let me go back.
Is it their daughter?
We were together, or I would assume.
Is this going to be stepmom?
I have a daughter from one of our past lives, our, so I'm assuming him and this girl, his GF from the past five lives.
It's a long relationship.
Who visits him pretty often.
It's a long time to not just be married. Just tie the knot, dude.
Yeah.
Five lifetimes? And you're still not sure?
Yeah. So the daughter is visiting Alcaeth, who is the dragon.
Okay.
So, but the dragon really likes her. So in this guy's current and also past life, he needs to figure out how to make the dragon not want to kill his GF and her family.
But also...
And is I think suggesting to use his daughter as a peace offering. Because she's visiting from another past life and the dragon really likes her. That's what I'm getting from this.
He's like... He's like, sorry, I know my girlfriend just wiped out your entire species, but...
Do you want my daughter?
But my daughter's a pretty thing, eh? Right?
I want to know why the daughter, or how the daughter,
like,
is lifetime,
yes,
jumping?
Is.
How do you do that? I can wrap my head more around dimension jumping than let me just take a hop, skip, and a jump over to my past life?
I don't know.
What the f- does that even mean?
I think that it's just happening back then. I don't know.
Maybe it's a future life that's time traveling to you currently, which is a past life.
So does this mean that this is my first life since I don't have any past life experiences?
I don't know. I've thought about that because there's a lot of people who claim to have past lives. A shocking number of people to claim to have memories of past lives.
I'm a little jealous.
Me too. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. Like, I'm not going to assume anything.
Kind of had enough with this one already.
Yeah, frick. I've always wondered, like, if there was to be reincarnation, if we were to die and be like, oh, it's like a freaking train station, and we just go back, just ride the train back, it'd be like, okay, what is being retained? Or what would be the point, right? Because some people are retaining memories. So is it like we just keep coming back and living till something happens? What's the end goal of reincarnation?
I don't know.
I mean,
doctrinally, those that believe in reincarnation, at least the great majority of them, believe that you reincarnate so many times and you glean from your reincarnations until you reach godhood.
Really?
Yeah, that's
interesting.
That's a thing.
See,
so
that doesn't sound like a freaking bad deal.
World religion lesson.
If I was to go in and they'd be like, okay, you've done like six past lives in a row of being human,
which is pretty exhausting.
Like, go be a fly for one. Just like relax. Eat poo.
For a day. For 24 hours.
For 24 hours. Be a
blade of grass. You get a 24-hour break every 240 years.
That's what it is, dude. I don't want to like make it. Actually, maybe I don't make that. It's not really a joke, but like maybe that's like why dogs have so much personality and are so intelligent. Maybe that's like after you've been a human X amount of times, you get like one. It's like a day off. It's like a break. A break.
You get a week to be a dog.
Just a dog in a dope family and just be happy. Anyway,
that's dope.
I don't want to tread too much on like. On that, in case people believe in that, because I don't freaking know.
Teach me.
Yeah, if anyone here honestly is in a religion that believes in reincarnation, literally hit me up. I would love to learn about what that is like and what you believe. That's really interesting to me. But I think that's gonna do it. We're right at that time.
That is gonna do it. Thank you for the stories that we received. And keep sending them to us. I will cover for Sam and tell everybody to send stories and questions to MagoriaCast@gmail.com.
That was really good. Thanks. A good Sam. And I mean, Sam's freaking ginormous. He should be back by next. In fact, it was just a day thing, so he should be back next time. I doubt it'll take him more than a week to find that weather balloon. He just literally has to turn kind of in a 360 and he'll get eyes on it. Thank you guys again. Love you. Keep sending your stuff. Join the Discord. We've had actually some people join in recently.
Keep joining. Yep.
It's so fun.
Way fun. We
had a shout out from some celebrities that I posted on there.
Very important.
I'm not even going to tell you who it is.
A shout out to you guys, the listeners.
Specifically to the fans. And I posted it on the, well, they sent it to me. I put it on the Discord. Everyone on the Discord knows what I'm talking about. If you want to know, you have to join. I'm just going to throw that out there. But we love you, and life is only going to be as spooky as you make it.